podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies. Welcome to episode 49. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Guys, what's going on?
Not too much, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Nate.
I'm here.
You're
ready,
here?
Ready for some fun.
I love it.
Recording time is always... I'm ready for some football.
No, football.
No.
You have to have the written consent that's of the
NFL for that one. And it's got to be Monday night. It's not Monday night.
Yeah, and you know, and I tried reaching out to Hank Williams Jr., but he said no.
I'm not
helping you guys out.
Sorry, Hank.
So everybody, we're all doing good. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's recording night. We always love that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we always get that Sean
amen,
message
brother.
In the morning. Hey, it's recording day.
It's recording day, brothers. Yep.
That's always a good message. So
it's a holiday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, Creepies, we are glad that you are joining in once again for one of our episodes. We appreciate that as always. Episode 49, we are creeping up to the 50 mark.
Whoop, whoop.
Excited about that. So, I am going to turn it over to Mr. Sean for some pre-topic announcements.
I do have the first part of the announcements. The first one is, I know this is always a surprise. We have merch. It has our logo on it. Here you go. Go get it.
Anything and everything.
Go get you some, right?
That's right. Go get you some.
We always would appreciate ratings and reviews. We have to remind you that Spotify now has ratings as well, so check that out. It really does help the show.
Yep.
Word of mouth helps, you know, telling everybody you know, getting them to listen to us, and we appreciate that. Excuse me about that. Also, we want to highlight and spotlight mental health. So the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last form, that's HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line and Bullying Awareness is 1-800-273-8255. The last form, that's TALK. Bullying Awareness is also at a website called stopbullying.gov.
Awesome. You going to be all right over there?
I think so. I'm only choking to death. No. I had a thing in my throat, a frog in my throat.
Uh-oh.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Yeah.
I thought it was Kermit.
It could have been Kermit. You told me not to eat that for dinner.
He's Kermit the Frog. Okay, so thank you, sir, for that. Yes, get yourself some help. Be your best advocate, and don't be a bully, or we will come and beat you up.
All good advice.
Yeah,
hey, you're being a bully.
Ah, dang it.
bully.
Right, I'll look up the website, Nate.
A bully frog, ribbit.
And I've got a couple of announcements that I'm going to say, obviously, until July. One is that we are still doing the Hillbilly Horror Stories Indie Live Show. We were excited to be invited by Jerry and Tracy to be a part of their live event here in Indy, July 16th, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We are with the Tragedy of Cinema podcast, Jimbo and his crew.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so come out and see us, listen to some creepy fun stories. Want to meet everybody we can, so that would be awesome. And then we have the opportunity for somebody, again, like I say, brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
Brick and mortar. And, you know, if you have an e-commerce business, anything like that, we're looking for episode sponsorships. You can sponsor for the Middle Age Moment or when we have a guest chat. And I can give you more information if you email us, makopodcast@gmail.com, or message us on Instagram. And there's no contract. It's $50 per episode, per segment. And yeah, so something that, and we'll mention your name and business and all the information that goes with that. So.
You had me at brick and mortar.
Did I have you there? Mm-hmm, I knew I did. Mm-hmm. That's why I say that. That's why I leave with
I
that.
Love
then
it.
Then it just grabs it. Yeah. So if you want to, if you know, we've had Dr. Jackson, he was our first one. He sponsored a couple of, segments. So
he told me tonight too, he goes, I'm going to do more too, by the way. And I was like, well, why don't you listen to these two first
right.
and then decide, but great.
Right. So anyway, so there you go. That's all my announcements. And I'm going to turn it back over to Sean to tell you listeners what episode 49 has for you.
We have an amazing guest chat for you, and everybody's going to love this. He's a friend of the show, just an awesome guy. It is a guest chat with Micah Campbell. So here you go, creepies. Enjoy.
Hey, guys, we have a very special guest on our show for you. He is a writer, an author, a podcaster. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. He's not a boring guy. His name is Micah Campbell. And Mr. Campbell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, guys. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I've known about you guys for, gosh, I don't know, 3 years maybe, and this is my first invitation to the show. So, you know, I guess it's better late than never. Thanks a lot, guys.
We saved the best to last.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. Yeah, we're excited to have you on. You know, I because you and I start talking, gosh, last spring, because that's when we started. We opened up our like Facebook and Instagram, and then we didn't actually start recording until what, guys, March?
Yeah.
And and so then you and I kind of connected, I think, on Instagram, and then yeah, I told the guys shortly. I said, "Hey, I've got a guy that's a cool cat. He's got all kinds of stuff going on, a nice podcast," and I said, "He's definitely going to be somebody we got to get on the show." So I'm glad we finally made it happen.
We're excited about this. Man. In other words,
a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad to see how well you guys have done, because we kind of kicked off around the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think
yep.
I started it a little bit before you guys, but I kind of hung it up when I started doing other projects. But you guys have done really well. You just hit a pretty substantial milestone not too long ago with download numbers, right?
Yeah, we hit the 20,000 mm-hmm. download mark about 3 or 4
That's
weeks
great.
Ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
For
a little show like ours, it's, you know,
kind
plugging
of,
away.
It's very surreal. It really is, you know, and yeah. very humbling.
Yeah, to have people actually want to listen to us knuckleheads.
We assumed it'd be like 10 or 12. And
yeah.
And they were like, that's going to be our glass ceiling.
If you would have told me, yeah, like, hey, we're going to reach the 20 download mark, I'd be like, awesome. This is, really? 20? Are you kidding me?
Let's have a party.
Yeah. I can't get my two kids and my wife to listen to me at home, let alone.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, Micah, I'm going to let you, you know, tell the listeners just, you know, a little bit about yourself, how you, you know, got to where you're at now with all your projects, where you're from, and all that fun stuff. So, I'll let you take over.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you. Yep. I'm Micah, and I don't know. We'll start here. I hate technology and I hate social media. So, I've never really played on social media. I've never really done any of the Facebook or the Instagram or anything like that, but
you're in good company.
Right. Yeah. I just, you know, but, oh gosh, I don't know, 2 years ago, maybe it'll put it somewhere around there. I just got this idea. So I love the dark side of things. I love, you know, creepy horror, all that kind of stuff. But I specifically enjoy urban legends, folklore, and where those things come from. So I just started looking at them one day, started investigating. I said, oh my gosh, man, there's so much more depth to these stories than people realize. So then once I started doing a little research, I was like, so if I didn't know it, other people probably didn't know it. I would love if people know it. So I started doing the Urban Legend Podcast, which is, as we mentioned earlier, it's where I kind of ran into you guys at first. So started doing that. That was fun. That kicked off, and man, it was good, and I was getting traffic, and I had even set up some things that was getting paid, and that was all good and fine, but I'm a writer first and foremost, and I'm also a musician. I've been playing guitar for 25 years.
Oh, that's very cool.
So,
cool.
Yeah. So I have a lot of artistic passions, and the podcast, I kind of just hit a point. I think it was episode 36 where I was like, yeah, I conquered. You know, I did what I wanted to do. I put out some great episodes and met some great people and kind of just went on to the next project. And it was always writing, though. So anytime you see me on social media, gosh, it was funny because you were asking me a little while ago about the podcast and, well, which podcast? Because, you know, I went from the Urban Legend one to a Biblical Theology mm-hmm. podcast, you know, and that one did great, too. You know, we had a lot of fun. It kind of ran its course, and I really enjoyed it. But then I just kept going back to writing and kept going back to playing music and things like that. And so when I really decided that, man, you know, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm kind of hitting that next stage in life. You know, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it. So I really started focusing on writing, but I got that podcast itch, you know, and I'm sure you guys have it, you know,
right. Yeah. Oh, we're hooked.
Yeah, once, once you do it, yeah, you love it. You love connecting with people. You love sharing stories. You know, so I got that. I still had that itch. So I was like, well, I want to stay in that vein. You know, I don't want to use too much of my creative energy because we only have so much creative energy, you know, before we're burnt out. So I was like, well, I'll just start doing a podcast with authors and writers so that I can talk writing and I can talk with other authors and other readers and kind of put them on a platform while at the same time kind of building my own platform for when I inevitably release a book and hopefully continue to release books. So that's kind of where I am now from where you guys met me.
Yeah.
And I've been doing some music, you know, here and there, writing some songs, doing some recording, that kind of thing. But that's kind of my social media presence in a nutshell.
Yeah. That is so cool. And Nate, you know, you said you're a musician for what you say 25 years. Nate, how long have you been, Nate, playing?
I've been playing bass, I don't know, probably close to 25 years, too.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you guys post pictures of yourself in the studio recording, and I always see those basses hanging up.
Yeah, he's got a collection of them, right?
yeah. So I always see those. I try to say, oh, which ones you got up there, you know? And so, yeah, I always notice those basses when they're up there.
Oh, yeah, that's Nate's. Yeah, he's got an awesome.
Those are his babies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mike, and my chair where I sit is right up against him. So it's like seriously, I try to move my chair and my body so ever so carefully so I don't even you know because I've touched it a couple of times. I'm like, oh my gosh, like no,
right.
You know.
They're fine.
Yeah.
Nate's like, no,
they're
exactly.
Most of them are road worn, so. You're not going to hurt them.
Do you? So what instruments do you play, Mike? I know you said guitar, but do you?
Yeah, I mean, I started with guitar, and that was back, you know, when I was a teenager. So I was, you know, it was the 90s. So I was learning, you know, STP and Pearl Jam and things like that. Just jamming off whatever I could learn.
The golden days, right?
Guitar. Oh, they were the golden days too, man. Love Don't it. Get me started on. I was just watching a bunch of great documentaries on like. There was one on Pearl Jam. There was one on Alice in Chains that was just incredible.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So, anyways, I started. You know, I was learning back then. I played guitar forever until I thought I was good enough to be in a band. Started a band. It was awful.
it's not just awful. Probably it was probably awful hard. Yeah. Right?
it was just awful.
It's just awful.
just awful. But a reiteration of that, like 2 years later, was very good. We actually ended up winning Battle of Bands. We got a record contract. We toured around the country, got on magazines, got played in Japan, all that kind of stuff. So, like, we did all that. That was fun. So after that, you kind of, once you're around it long enough and you kind of really understand music, then you can kind of pick up other things. So I picked up the drums. I picked up the bass. Never picked up piano. That's something I always wanted to pick up, but... I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. You know, stringed instruments and a basic rhythm understanding, that's one thing. But getting into piano, that's like a whole different dimension.
Right,
you know, and
yeah.
I never got there, yeah. So basically just the rock and roll instruments is what I play.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I did 4 years of piano lessons, and yeah, it was time to hang up the boots.
Yeah.
I wasn't progressing very crazy. Well.
Stick with the bass.
It's a whole other language, isn't it? Right, yeah.
Gosh.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It is interesting. My daughter, she just turned 14. I think, I could be off by a few years, but it doesn't matter. The story still sticks.
Sure.
You know, 7, 8, 9 years old. One of my wife's coworkers, she has played piano, and so we thought it'd be fun to have her give our daughter piano lessons, and we have one in our house. And so, you know, she'd come over once a week, and it was really cool to see that a little kid like that. I mean, she picked it up. You know, she you know, like Melanie would go through, not just like start with, you know, actually hitting the keys. She wanted to go like through what it called theory, you know?
Theory. Yeah.
And it was so cool. This little girl's picking it up and like understanding, and then she could actually apply it to, you know, her fingers hitting the keys. I'm like, that is so, but I can play drums. I'm self-taught. I can do okay.
Never
even
same
tried,
here, same
you
here.
Know, but like piano, I don't get it. Like, you know, I'm like, oh my
when
God,
you actually, when you actually get into that theory, man, I'm done. I'm just, it's not happening.
Yeah. It's very cerebral. I know that.
Yeah.
It takes a certain person.
Now, you know, what's crazy is my brother, he's 4 years younger than me. But he he is a piano maestro. Like he's he gets asked if you'll play like in the city, like in real like high end restaurants like hotels and things like that. And the dude is just like a phenomenal pianist. Wow. So I kind of look at him and I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I can play some metal. I can play. I'm good. I can play good rock and roll. But like, if you want to see a real musician, man, that's like
look
at him, not at me, because he's crazy.
That's wild.
Heck yeah.
That's well rounded though, right?
yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Micah,
awesome.
One thing I know you're talking about all of your interests and all your, you know, it's you're talking about not really having a goal in mind, but I think to me, and I know we were talking about this pre, you know, recording, that mm-hmm. you're passionate. You know, you are a passionate individual. It like everything that I've seen you do and in your excerpts of your writing, you're an artist at heart. You're a creator. You're passionate.
Yeah.
And that is the coolest, you know. And you're like, I'm going to hang here and talk with these guys. You know, you have no idea how much we appreciate you being out there creating, because that's what people need out there. They need time to get away from their stress. They need time to, you know, like have real discussions. That's why we do what we do. But you're out there. I it is not lost on me. And then the best thing out there that I see, I mean, you do some of the urban legends and the spooky stuff, but you have a great sense of humor. That is not lost on me at all. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. Because
no problem.
It's funny because I never consider myself an artist. I am passionate, yes, but really I'm passionate about my family.
Yeah.
I'm passionate about, you know, faith, and I'm passionate about these things.
That's cool.
But I guess it may be self-deprecating to not think of myself as an artist, because I guess I am an artist, and somehow that passion overflows from my family and faith into other aspects. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe I just have so much that it kind of boils over, because I love writing, and I'm a good writer. I'm a very good writer.
You are a good writer for sure.
Well, thank you. But I've never really hit the brakes and said, okay, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
you know, I kind of just jump back and forth, and so maybe you see it as passion, but maybe it's really just ADD.
Now you are preaching to the choir now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, whatever works, man.
I tell you,
no offense to anyone who actually struggles with ADD.
Right?
But
no.
But when I hear you talk and the way that you conduct yourself, and in like I said, in your writing, there's certain people, and you can read or listen to them and be like, nope, I'm out. Like it just doesn't draw you in. But you do. Yeah. You have a gift for being able to draw people in and like, okay, I'm going to get comfortable and listen to this or read this. And that's sweet. I'm telling you, that's a rare thing out there. It really is. So I applaud you for that. Really,
Micah. The reason I'm going to tell you, I found your podcast. And then, you know, you put out with the urban legends, and I loved it. And you had your wife on there, and I thought she was a hoot.
Yeah. She's
and
funny.
You guys
yeah,
had, you guys had oh, great.
Yeah. She is funny.
Yeah. I mean, you were good, but she was really good.
Right, exactly.
But what I liked about you, I loved your podcast, but it was your personality, your sense of humor, your genuineness. Like, you're a genuine guy, you know, and we could have all kinds of people on this podcast strictly for what they put out, what they do. But it's your personality that drew me, you know what I mean? And so then the other stuff, what you create is the bonus, you know, but man, you're just a great guy. You're a family man. I know you're passionate about your family. Just that's what to me sends me to, hey, I'd like to have this person on our show, you know, to talk, because you like, and it's hard, you know, like when you're emailing or instant messaging or texting, you know, to get that feeling through to with what you're trying to say, you do that very well. Like we can message all day long, and I feel like we're talking, because even just in the words typed, you draw me in, or I can't, like if I see it says, oh, Micah can't, you know, I have a message. I can't wait to read what you said. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense.
Let me respond to that by saying sincerely, thank you. That is humbling, and it just makes me feel good. So thank you.
Yeah.
I really, you know, sincerely appreciate that. And, you know, I definitely don't try to be sincere or try to be real. I definitely hate people who aren't real.
Right.
And who aren't sincere, right? And you can see them a mile away.
Yep.
You know, and so to put me not in that category, but in the other, it's a very good feeling. So thank you for that.
Oh man, no problem. Yeah, I told the guys early on. I was like, we gotta have Micah. So then I told him about your podcast. But like I said, it wasn't like I love your podcast. I love to listen to every episode when it came out. But it's way beyond that. It's just who you are, and that's what makes you. You know, that's what makes you somebody. Oh, yeah.
Hey, so can I give you a little backstage secrets now that the podcast isn't going on anymore?
Yes.
So I would always get. I mean, I'm talking like every episode, I'd get DMs saying, you know, more of Amanda. You know, yeah, Micah's cool, but Amanda's hilarious. You know.
She was the draw, huh?
Right. You know, and there'd even be those guys that are like, oh my gosh, you know, she sounds hot. And it's like, dude, get a life, man. I mean, what are you talking about? But here's the scoop. It's so funny. So my Urban Legend podcast was 100%, and that is no exaggeration, 100% scripted. From the very first word to every giggle, to every laugh, to every joke, and every single bit of Amanda's response, every word she spoke, I wrote.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I remember you saying that it was scripted. I didn't know to that degree.
To that degree, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's wild.
Yeah. I don't want to blow your mind, but
the whole thing was scripted. And so A, that does show you that, yeah, okay, I can write dialogue pretty good. I can write pretty well. But B, that, hey, Amanda's a pretty good actor. She had to read all the lines like she was just saying them.
She's got some chops.
That's
she's
cool,
got, yeah.
Man. Well, I don't want to blow your mind, but our podcast is not scripted.
mind blown, right?
Wait, then what am I reading here?
Micah, don't tell.
Don't rustle the papers.
Right, exactly. Hey, I got to blow your mind again. So I was sitting here and... since you guys are using this newfangled phone technology, it brings up my computer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so while we're talking, I'm going down the rabbit hole of your Instagram, right?
Uh-oh.
And I'm telling you, I'm talking about a rabbit hole. Because, okay, on your third most recent post, you have a post from Christina Westervelt, who's a tattoo model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, sweet, I've got tattoos. I like tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a man. I like models. So I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh, she's got some great ink. And so then I go over to the comments, and there's a comment. It's one of those bot comments. It's like DM, you know, vote, and then they leave a link. And the link was inked models. So I was like, that sounds legit. I like inked models. So I click on that. And it's a hashtag. You guys gotta go through this hashtag and look at it. It's pretty freaking hilarious. But I'm scrolling through it, and A, happy people should not be models. B, happy people don't have tattoos. And
that's fair.
And C, about, I don't know, four or five scrolls down, there's a dude who's cross-dressing like a woman in lingerie and bikinis. And whatever, do you, man. It's all good.
Right.
But the offensive thing about it is that he doesn't have tattoos. It's like a double wedding, man. I came here for tattooed ladies,
yeah.
And this is an untattooed man. So like false advertising. I'm not following the hashtag. Sorry, bot. It's not happening.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Christina was her and oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Sean, do you remember her partner? Because they're investigators and they came on our show a couple of months ago.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and so then she asked me, she messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, I'm, you know, I got some...
About Sarah?
Sarah, that's right. Sarah, yeah, Christina and Sarah, yeah, her partner. Good job, Sean. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that raise. more zeros. So she messaged, saying like, yeah, I got some pictures taken of my tattoos and I'm in this contest. Would it be okay if I post on your Facebook group? I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely. And so,
yeah.
I thought they turned out well. And then, I told her, I said, well, yeah, I'll put it on our Instagram. And so I started seeing, like you said, all these different comments, and I'm like, oh, hold on. You know, cause you never know, is it a real person? I mean, you can kind of click on. Yeah. So it was interesting that you started tapping on those and you didn't find what you thought you were going to find.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So
it's like Pandora's box.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I am dealing over with the Urban Legend stuff. I really didn't have a lot of bots. But on this new one, my author profile that I'm running now, my gosh, dude, like there's like bots every single post.
Oh, I've seen those.
Oh, it's getting so frustrating, and it's really funny because you know, like we've talked about, I have a little bit of a sense of humor, so I'll respond to them, you know, very sarcastically, and people will come on, good meaning people, followers will say, "Oh, Micah, don't get upset. That's just a robot. That's just somebody trying to." Well, yes, I know what it is. I'm being funny. You know, it is.
Sure, sure.
People sometimes don't always get the humor.
Yeah.
And, I guess I have to be careful with that sometimes.
Oh, I hear you. So I want to ask you. Let's because we can go with you. This is the good thing about Micah. He's got so much going on, and he's diving into all kinds of stuff. We could go 110,000 things, right?
It's like fishing, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I want to. So we'll get into all kinds of stuff. For your time, but I want to ask. With the Urban Legends podcast, and then you know all the you like the creepy stuff. Are you a cryptid guy? Or are you a ghost and demon or angel? You know, like what? Let's get into some of that stuff. What did you really gravitate to
that stuff? Because that's kind of where we crisscross, and I'd love to play in that field for a while.
You know, and let me ask you that, and I'll back up. So, what led you to? Like growing up, had you had any experiences? Is it something that, we always watch scary movies or we love the haunted houses? Like, how did you get into liking the creepy stuff?
Okay, so, and you guys, I think you guys are all around my age, so, and I think, the way you...
You're 29, is that right? 29.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guitars and things like that. You guys probably understand the music back when we were growing up.
Oh, yeah.
So I was always drawn to metal, and... even the darker stuff, I never liked really the music, because the music is it was a lot like the black metal and a lot of the darker, more sinister stuff. It's not really great music, no offense to anyone who likes that, but the visuals, I love the visuals, right? Of like the black metal and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of my fascination with the darker things, it comes from my love of metal.
Well, okay,
I can definitely see that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of it. And then, of course, growing up, all the... I do think the 90s, 80s and 90s were just a great time for real horror movies. You know, not just gore fest, not just, blood and guts, but real thrilling, haunting horror movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, so I grew up with that, and so I loved all that stuff. So that's really where it all came from, and I still, to this day, love that. I don't get down with... anything as far as entertainment, anything satanic, anything demonic, like Exorcist, I steer clear of that. Anything like that. And that's just a personal belief that, so I'll just steer clear of it. But like, hauntings, paranormal, it's definitely cryptids. I love slasher stuff. But all those stories had to come from something, right? And so that's kind of where my fascination going forward kind of went, where did all this stuff come from?
Yep.
And so going back and finding all the stories, all those movies, and tracing it back to its roots, which goes all the way back to, 500 BC,
mm-hmm.
you'll find that kind of stuff. And that is fascinating to me. I could just chow down on that all day.
That's where, you're speaking my language a lot of things. Like obviously the movie, when you said Stone Temple Pilots, that's like one of my favorite bands. A name of a band. I always tell my son, I'm like, isn't that the coolest name? And I've shared some of the metal stuff with him, even the darker stuff. And he'll listen to it. He's like, Dad, that's good, but it's really dark. And I'm like, and I think of it now, I'm like, it is kind of dark. But I was the same way as you. I listened to it and be like, yeah, this is awesome. And it was. I totally get that. I'm also a big history buff and folklore, all the ancient stories and the story. So the whole idea of storytelling, and that's your name, the Storyteller Saga, is really cool. It draws you in, and it's like, tell me more. I want to know, because I've said that a couple times on this podcast, or several times, I guess, where people with amnesia, and a lot of times it's like, now where did that come from, and how that, we have, obviously stories from the Bible, and those, I find those fascinating too, because I want to know, it's like, you want to kind of go back and at least picture in your mind what that would have been like to be there and to feel it and see it. So it's cool when people like you can bring that to us and make it come alive and be vivid.
Yeah. Now, something that I've always been fascinated with is, and I don't know, and we won't go on a Bible thing or religious thing, because I know that's not what we're here for. But in Genesis, when it talks about the Nephilim, any of you familiar with that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I have always been fascinated with that part of talking about the Nephilim and how the angels, you know, met with these earthly mortal women and created, you know, quote, mighty men of old, men of renown, you know, from these angels and human women. And I've always been just so intrigued by that. So my pastor and I were talking about it the other day, and it just dawned on me after, you know, I mean, I'm 40 years old, so, you know, and I've been a Christian all my life and raised in the church and everything, but it wasn't angels. This is where you have to actually be able to discern the Bible, but it was the fallen angels, right? Talking about the fallen others. Hmm. And so, yeah, so I want to do a history, probably in my next book, because this first book's already done. It's coming out next week, but in volume two, I want to do a chapter on the Nephilim. Nice. I think that would be just freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Micah, do you mind, because I know you're bringing it up, and that's something I wanted to talk about, it's Urban Legends, Ghost Stories, and Folklore, and that's coming out, like you said, next week on the 25th. Is that correct?
Yeah. And yes, sir.
I wanted to read a little bit of a blurb on it, and I thought it was perfectly written. It gives a good glimpse into what the book's like and what you're like, if you don't mind me reading it.
Please do, yeah.
So it says, "This is Tales from the Crypt if Jack Black was the Crypt Keeper. We've all heard the stories around..." That's
awesome, by the way.
It is awesome. "We've all heard the stories around the campfire or at the water cooler. We've all shared the legends with hushed whispers or nervous laughter. But do we really know the truth? Do you know what goes bump in the night? Do you want to? The Jersey Devil, Wendigo, the Gates of Hell, Bloody Mary, the Lady in White..." Oh my gosh, it's like... I get the shivers just reading those out loud. And then "Primordial Pagan Religions, the Norse Pantheon, Greek Mythology," again, all up our alley and down our alley, "Ritual Killings," "Alien Invasion, the Occult, You Thought You Knew, But You Have No Idea. If you are at all interested in ancient tales, spooky legends, the macabre, superstitions, cryptids, or cults, then this is the book for you. It is harrowing and hilarious, interesting and irreverent, spooky and oh so satisfying. Urban Legend, Ghost Stories, and Folklore brings you the truth about the legends and the lore that you've heard your whole life but have been afraid to see." I think that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm sold.
Yeah. I really am too.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for plugging that. It's
my pleasure, honestly.
That came from the podcast, a lot of the things that I kind of found and just did a quick podcast on, I decided to go ahead and, you know, dig in and get the history of it and put it all together in a book. And so it's all factual. It's all real stuff. I tie it all down to, like, hey, man, these stories you think are fairy tales and folklore, no, this happened.
This happened, right, yeah.
Yeah, you just have to understand when and why and how.
Yeah,
that's context, why I break that down. But there's not a page in the book. And it's a 386-page book, so it's relatively, I mean, for not being like a fantasy novel, you know, it's pretty thick, full of information book, but there's not a page on it that doesn't, like, that you don't fully see, like, my sarcasm and humor, like, it's like, it's all tied in there, so it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Well, is it going to be available on Amazon then, or just on your website, or how will that be?
Yeah, it's actually going to be available on Amazon. I'm actually working to get it available in Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble.
Very cool.
So that's all in the works, and that should be ready by next week.
Awesome.
But yes, Amazon, there will be a digital version, which it will be like $2.99 or something, if somebody wants to read it. I'm not a fan of digital versions. Man, I like having physical copies. I like being able to hold it and see that dope cover, because, I mean, I love covers of fantasy novels, so when I got the artist to do my cover, I was like, I want this to look like a fantasy, you know, like a fantasy novel. And so the cover's great. But yeah, there will be a digital version, a paperback version, and a hardback version. I definitely recommend the paperback. I actually get paid more from the digital version because it doesn't cost them anything to print.
Oh.
But like I said, it's not about the money. I want to get these stories out. I don't care. Like, I think I get like 70 cents per paperback sold. So it's pennies. I don't care about that. But like I say in the blurb in the beginning of the book itself, you know, this book is meant to be enjoyed, meant to be left out on a coffee table when you have friends and family over. You know, meant to be highlighted and marked in and gone back to.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it'll be available next Tuesday. I'm super pumped about it.
Awesome.
That is
awesome.
Really, I just think it's really cool that you're going to have, like, to have a book that you've, even just one. I know there are authors that have multitudes of books, you know, in their lifetime that they've written. Yeah. But to me, just to have one that is, it's like your baby, right? You know, but then you're going on to like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm on the next book and the next one, you know, so you, like you said, you're an author, and that's cool because, like, even when you're long gone, that still exists, you know, and that is so cool.
Yeah, it's funny you say that too, because my daughter just came down with COVID. Mm-hmm. So I've got a post that's going out tomorrow saying that, hey, you know, my daughter's got COVID. If I get COVID and die, you know, please still buy my book. because I mean, you know, it's written, man, and it's there, and it's part of me now, and the stories are good, they're enjoyable. So even if I'm gone, I still want people to enjoy it.
I've told my wife that before. I'm like, if you want to know me, I'm not that complicated. Come find me in this podcast. Like, I'm everywhere in all these episodes, but it's the same thing in a book. If you write a book, that is your essence in that book. And that's, I don't know. I just think that's like, it's just mind boggling to think about. So I say kudos. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
So have you ever gone like on an investigation or anything, or had any experiences with anything paranormal?
So I have not actually done any investigations. I'd like to. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But again, with my faith and believing in the Bible, a lot of that stuff I take more as entertainment or things I'm not supposed to jack with. So there's a little bit of a crisscross there.
I hear you.
But I did, back in the day, one of the chapters in the book is my own personal story of visiting Stoll, Kansas, which is one of the gates of hell. And sure enough, man, we did have some things that we couldn't explain. And it was creepy as heck. I mean, to this day, I think back on it, I'm like, I still can't explain it. Like, long story short, there's a cursed grounds in the cemetery where a church used to be, and the foundation of the church is still there. But if you go inside the foundation and throw a glass bottle, no matter how hard you throw it, you can't break it. And so that's the rumor, right? And so when we all snuck in at 3, and we waited until the witching hour, we snuck in at 3 in the morning. There was a guard on patrol. We had to keep him on our sticks. You know, we had to make sure we always knew where he was. Climbed up the hill, got to the church, and we had some glass bottles, and we could not break them inside the church. And as soon as we got out and threw it against the rock, it broke.
Really? Is it Stoll's Cemetery, or is that how
Stoll? Stoll Cemetery in Stoll, Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah. That I've heard a couple of things about that place. I've heard about throwing against the wall, you can't break it. The steps are supposed to lead to hell or something. I don't know. I can't remember all the stuff. But that's a creepy looking place, you know. And I think, and it's like patrolled all the time. So if they catch anybody on the grounds, they're going to run you off. Or, you know, I guess it's really
a hotbed. Yeah, the guard that was there actually had a dog with him, and you know, it's a large part of it. It's half the city. And it's like, it's in the book. Yeah. I won't bore you with it. You probably may even heard me talking about it on the podcast, but it's like half the city, which is like 3 houses, a post office, and a church. And then on the other side of the street is this gigantic 600 yard cemetery. That's the entire city of Stoll, Kansas.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's crazy. And there's a guard that patrols with a dog, so you have to make sure he's all the way on the other side and then jump the fence. And yeah, it was pretty wild. So that was an experience. And then we kind of got a high off that and started looking into other regional stories, haunts and things like that. So we went to visit the Spook Light in where's the Spook Light at? If you guys recall, Salina maybe? Nah, so. I don't know. But anyways, we visited the Spook Light. That freaked us out. We followed the light all the way to its end, and then all of a sudden it was behind us. We couldn't.
Oh wow.
We couldn't. Did it? We couldn't manifest it. Like, it was just, that was crazy. And then we visited a haunted tower where a builder back came over from Italy, first generation over to Italy from Italy, and built this tower and sent for his wife and kids. His wife and kids died on the boat ride over, so he hung himself. we visited that tower, and all the things that they said would happen happened. You know, the bell rung even when it was off the hour. Doors, you know, shut by themselves. So I've had a couple experiences like that, but never done any actual investigations or anything.
Yeah, sure. Now, is it the spook light? Is I looked it up, and it says it's in the tri-state area, actually near, Oklahoma, near the small town of Quapaw?
Yes.
Yeah, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Cool.
Yeah. So that was fun. So that's really all the experiences that I've had. I know you guys have had a lot of actual investigators on things. That's a lot of fun. I want to ask you, though, since you guys, your last episode, got either last night or maybe even tonight, you guys were talking about Stonehenge.
Yeah, that drops tonight, yep.
So drop some knowledge. I guess we don't want to take too much time on that because the episode just dropped, so you've already talked about it. But hit me with some knowledge. What's Stonehenge about? That is another one that's always intrigued me, and I'll probably do a chapter on that next book, too. But what did you guys figure out in your investigation on that or in your research on that?
The funny thing about that episode is we get to the end of it and we're still we're realizing that this podcast is about, we just bring you a topic and we say, yeah, we really don't know. And we still don't know. That's the show. Goodbye. We went everywhere from people, you know,
as a church.
Yeah.
Just a ceremonial.
Yeah. For astrology.
Yeah, astrology.
We got down to maybe the glaciers brought the rocks there. Maybe giants.
Yeah. Giants.
Merlin.
I mean,
Merlin, right. Merlin and the giants were my favorite idea. And
yes,
then that it's a gateway for the aliens. But we talked about everything from history, believe, bringing them on, different carts and stuff, whatever. But that's, it's like, man, that must have been one heck of a cart to bring those stones on.
Right.
They're not light.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, you just need a tripod. No, you need a little more than a tripod.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the coolest things, I think, ever, is because, you cannot explain it. There's no definite at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one has always been super intriguing. Now, I did find some information when I talked about the Alaska Triangle. There's these things called inverted and what's the other one? But they're these kind of power vortexes that are connected to ley lines. I'm kind of getting into mysticism here, but
that's what Stonehenge kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, one of the theories is that one of these power vortexes is in place where Stonehenge is, and those rocks were actually teleported via ley line by whether it have been by druids or by warlocks or witches or whatever way back in the day.
Right.
But that's one theory that I really, really liked, because I was able to tie ley lines and power vortexes up to the disappearances in the Alaska Triangle.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, we talked about there's a connection with the Nazca Line, Stonehenge, and the pyramids, and it makes a big triangle if you intersect them.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It gets really wide. Yeah, with all the, we were talking about ley lines, absolutely. They said that with Stonehenge, the interesting thing, there are other, areas around there, but it's normally comes from that local area. Stonehenge is the only place that they would have had to have, quarried them from miles away,
exactly.
Many miles away. And those blue stones that they used in the center, they actually still, they still sell that kind of blue stones for healing powers and stuff. People still believe very much that those have healing and like you're talking about power vortices that still has that at Stonehenge. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's
great. We're talking about you're not allowed to touch them. And we're like, well, you're not allowed to touch them because they're interdimensional, and you're going to go somewhere, or you're going to have...
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to go for a ride.
Yeah.
Exactly. You might not come back.
Nate, I know you're going to try that, right? You're going to see if that whole interdimensional thing works.
Yeah, definitely. Why not?
No, wait a minute. No, my fault. No, Micah, my fault. Nate can't because I need him to run.
No, it's <the board. laughs>
So, Sean...
Oh, right. Yeah, you can't get rid of Nate.
I'm the gopher.
Yeah. Nate, you're staying right here, buddy.
I'm the guinea pig.
You know, Micah, but like Sean said, I mean, we started this podcast, and we've been talking, it's a way to create, and just we're not making anything off of this. I mean, a few things when we sell some merch and all that, but it's basically just to get together, have guy time. It's fun. We're all talkers, and you know, just a way to do something different than, you know, I'll be 51 in March and I've never done anything close to a podcast or anything. You know, I'm not from radio or TV or anything. And so, so this is going along almost a year. And like Sean said, we do all these topics and I don't think we've solved anything. There's not one like, yep, that's it. That's why it's doing this, or that's how it did it. Or that's what, no, I think I'm working, but that's fun. That's the fun part. You know,
I thought we solved aliens, yeah. Though aliens.
Do what?
We solved aliens. We 100%.
Well, yeah, Sean. I mean, duh. I mean, we all know that. But my point.
Okay. So I have to do some. I have to do some backtracking. What episode did you solve aliens on? So I'm gonna have to listen.
Ooh, yeah. Now was that 38, 39?
Do you remember?
I don't know.
Nate was dying to do aliens.
Oh my gosh!
So we finally did. We did a good. It was a good topic or a good episode.
That was a two part too, I believe.
Yeah, it was. It was a two part because there is so much to. I mean, when you choose like aliens, well, you can say, hey, we're just going to talk about aliens. Well, I mean, there's just so many stories. There's so many locations. There's UFOs. Right. There's the aliens themselves. I mean, it's. We could have done a five-parter, to be honest with you.
Episode 39 oh, yeah. and 40.
39 and 40. 39 episodes, okay. 40. Okay.
I didn't know that off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I failed.
Yeah, I'll go listen to that later. That's awesome.
No, but it's it is true, though. I you know, like Stonehenge is just another example. We come away like, okay, did we really figure out anything? Nope, but hey.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's okay.
I didn't solve anything, but hey, we had a good time.
Well, yeah, we talked about for an hour, but no, that's I don't go into anything like – it'd be fun on some of this to know, and then some of it I'm like, you know, it's to still have that. Is it real? Did it happen? Or how did it happen like
right.
this? It you know, just keep the conversation like we just did Jack the Ripper. I mean, here it is 140 years later, and
yeah,
still nobody knows exactly who did it. And it's I would love to know, but then again, part of me, you know, like maybe not. I don't know. You know, it's just
right. No, that would be a fun one I'd like to take. Because what I like to do is I like to take the things and then tie them into things that other people haven't tied them into and come up with an explanation that way. So that's a great idea. I might look into some Jack the Ripper. That's another story I love. And especially when they do it right, like in books or in cinema and film.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a fun story. Mm-hmm. That's a good story.
Yeah, that was a fun. And that was a two-parter. That was our most recent. Because we did that last week, right?
Yeah, and then it'll drop next Wednesday and Thursday.
Correct, right. Yep. Jack the Ripper, man. That's that dude. it's I don't know. It's
that was fun.
Him and H.H. Holmes.
That wore us out though.
Well, like H.H. Holmes, I'm not kidding you. We were worn out. We did a two-parter on that guy and man, that dude was just a mess.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to start listening cuz you guys are hitting a lot of things that I absolutely love. That's awesome.
And I just realized all of these that I mentioned, they're Nate's choices, and they're all two-parters. So every single one of them, they're exhausting, they're draining. We're like,
you're welcome.
I'm like, wait a minute, that's all Nate's.
That's funny.
He keeps fanning these flames.
Awesome. Yeah, no.
One thing I wanted to bring up that give kudos to you guys, I really thought was cool is I do every Tuesday follow your what do you call it?
Tuesday Terror.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great idea. That is such at least to me, original. I haven't seen it before, and I love it. So every Tuesday, I know that I can click on it and just get that dope story and see somebody's face and
that's cool.
Get that connection. So that's a killer piece of your guys' puzzle there that I really, really like.
That's that was Todd's idea.
So the reason that came about was I did not see anybody else do that or hear about it. I just thought, you know what, we're on Facebook and Instagram. I thought, you know, let's try this TikTok thing. And of course, I got a funny story to tell you after this, but I thought, well, TikTok is mainly about videos. There's not real, you just can't talk, you know, and not have anything on there. It's all about silly content. And I thought, okay, we're a podcast. We're silly, but we're not, you know, that's not our goal. I thought, you know what, let's just do videos of us telling a quick, because you only have 3 minutes, so just a quick story, you know, something creepy. And then the listeners or the social media followers can see what we look like and just kind of, so I told Sean and he was on board and then we got to get Mr. Nate on here.
He's coming.
No, but it was just something different, just for something different. Like I said, we do the full episodes Wednesday, we drop the minis on Saturdays. And then when we decided, I thought, let's just get on TikTok. It kind of spurred you to have to do a bit. You know, it spurred me to have to do some type of video. And that's, I'm like, well, I'm not going to get on there and do all the crazy dancing and all that silly stuff, and I'm not going to do scripted little skits and all that. So I thought, well, let's stick with the creepy theme of our podcast. So that's how that came about.
We are working on cryptid death matches or monster death matches.
Yeah, I can't remember what we call that.
I can't remember what we call it either. Yeah. But that's our next. Yeah, we just need somebody to work claymation.
Celebrity death match back in the day of MTV, right, where they had the little claymation guys battling the celebrities.
We just need somebody that does claymation. That's right. All.
But
that's a great idea. That's another good one. That's awesome.
But Micah, so I started the TikTok. I opened the account. And I got home, it was on a Friday, and I got home, and my daughter gets, they get off school pretty early, and so she was already home, and I go, hey, babe, I said, guess who's on TikTok? She goes, and I remember, she's 14, she's right in that prime, age, she's like, who? I go, we are, our podcast. She goes, why? Are you serious? I go, yeah. I said, I go, what's wrong with that? She goes, oh, okay, I was like, well, thanks for the encouragement there, girl. But,
right, exactly.
Yeah, she's
out
like,
of the mouths of babes, right?
She goes, what are you going to put on there? I go, well, just when we drop videos, I'll screenshot like we do with Instagram, and Nate or Sean drops the Facebook. And, I said, just another way to advertise our podcast. And that was way before the Tuesday Terror. And so she goes, oh, okay. I said, hey, what a great idea. I said, maybe we could, you and I could do like a silly dance. She goes, oh, my gosh, no. I go, why? She goes, I'd be so embarrassed all my friends would find out. She was so mortified that even thinking about her old man and her doing some silly dance, I thought, okay.
To be honest, guys, I'm really surprised that you were able to put that together without Nate showing you how to do it.
I'm still a work in progress.
So Nate is the technical genius. Now, on like social media, I'm pretty good. I'm not like
good.
A master, but I'm my wife's even, she's not on TikTok, but I've got this social media down enough. I'm saying enough. Pretty savvy with it. But then now Mr. Sean here, I got to get him up.
No, and Micah, you said at the beginning that you hate social media. I'm right there with you. I have a love-hate relationship with it. If I could turn it all off tomorrow and never look at it again, I honest to God would be fine with that. You know?
Yeah, so absolutely. If I'm being marketing and connections, I'd be out.
But yeah, so it exhausts me to a large degree. But yeah, people tell me like, "Oh, you got to get this, you got to do that, and you got to do that." I'm like, I don't want to do all that. So I just
it's fun.
I want to be old.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm older than all you guys. I'll be 51.
You're young, but you're young at heart.
I am young at heart. That's about it. no, but thanks for the Tuesday Terror is fun. We like doing that.
I like videos. It a lot. Every Tuesday I watch it. So yeah, it's fun.
And what's funny is I told Sean there's. I think I went on a rant last week recording, and I won't get too much into it, but there's this, bless her heart, there was this woman on Instagram. I don't know her. I didn't know, I don't think she follows us on Facebook, and I mean, maybe she listens to the podcast. I have no idea. She didn't reference anything about that, but she was getting upset that we weren't finishing the stories, and I'm like, I said, they're just short stories. They're made to just be, I said, TikTok limits you on the amount of time. And I said, I've written a couple of them. So it's just kind of a, hey, use your imagination. I'm not writing a novel. I'm not trying to write a movie or.
Right,
and she just kept coming at me like, I can't believe you're leaving me hanging. I mean, like, nothing like, well, I love him anyway. Or, oh, I gotcha. She was really like railing against me. And I'm like, holy cow. Yeah. I'm like, I go. And I'm trying to, represent the podcast well, and I'm like not trying to be rude, but then again I have a trash talking mentality. I'm like, okay, now I gotta let you have it. I'm like, I've told you once before, it's just a short story. We're limited on time, man. Like, what do you want from me? Just use your imagination. I'm not. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's the Georgia fan in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at that point, that's when I say, look.
Just move on.
You're getting this for free, lady.
Yeah.
So,
right.
If you want to pay me, you want to give me $20 to finish the story. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
But otherwise, just back off. You're getting what you get because that's what I do.
I mean, we got 3 minutes, and in that 3 minutes, we end the story with, hey, follow us on our social media, and we tell how they can listen to the podcast.
Right.
So I'm trying to, Sean and I are trying to fit all that in, and oh my gosh, she messaged me like 6 or 7 times, like. Oh, I can't believe you're doing that. And I'm like, and then one guy last week had a second guy. This is one comment. Finish the story. That's what he said. Finish the story. I'm like, okay, what again? what are you not understanding? Most
That's
people,
awesome.
though, have, yeah. most people get it. They understand what it is, and they've said, you know, a lot of great things. But yeah, those two people just weren't understanding why we weren't going off for an hour and a half. I guess I don't.
Right,
know.
Right.
You know, reading
that's
a
funny man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh man, so I just lost my train of thought talking about that. Gets me all worked up.
Oh, good man. Yeah, it's good conversation. That's what we're here. That's what we're here to do, right?
Yeah, that's right. So. We're talking about okay, I know what it is. you had said that we've had investigators. That's the cool thing about this podcast is we've had you're our second author. We've had Josh Arnold is a local comedian. He's on the Bob and Tom show, syndicated across the nation. We've had seven or eight different paranormal investigators. Mm-hmm.
Let me interrupt you. Just for a minute. We'll go right back to that.
Yeah.
You guys had Betsy Kulikowski on, didn't you?
No. Mm-mm.
I thought you did way back in the day.
No, we're both no.
Mm-mm. Oh, you should. You should.
We're open to. Around, we're man. Definitely open to it.
But let me tell you, that was the episode I was listening today. She was the first episode, right, on your podcast?
Yeah.
She was the first guest. Yeah.
She had to be my first one. Yeah.
Holy
sure,
cow!
No
like,
question.
Yeah. So I've listened to the last three, and they were great. And then this Betsy, I thought, oh my gosh! And honest to goodness, I thought. She would be a good guest. She was amazing. She's a pro.
You should have her on.
There's no such thing as a coincidence,
awesome.
Right?
She's
things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a phenomenal storyteller. Her stories are
awesome.
All they have to do with like cryptids and with mythology and have her on, man. She's dope. So anyway, please continue. I thought you had her on, so I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No. What was funny is
Nate, cut that out. Edit that. All right. And
Mark that. Check it.
Cut and it. Go. Okay. No, but I'm saying, but this is the cool thing about having this show is, I mean, other than talking about the fun, creepy stuff, is just the different type of guests you can have on. And so like I said, we've had an author before you. We've had the comedian. We've had and he loved, but like Josh, he we talked about. He's back from the '80s, so he loved horror stories. He grew up watching all that, and he loves the paranormal stuff. And he's been on a couple of like ghost tours. But we've had these investigators, and we get to learn like where they've been and what they've experienced and everything from what kind of equipment that they use. But like with having you on, I mean, like I said, you're an author and you're a podcaster and you like this stuff. It's like. It's kind of all wrapped in one,
Yeah.
And then you've got the sense of humor, and so it's just this is the best part of the podcast, and I think Nate and Sean would agree is just being able to talk to somebody that has a common interest, and we can talk about whatever the cryptids or the paranormal whatever, and then we can talk about writing a book, and it's just so cool. It's just you're a great guest, and it's just awesome.
Well, I think the energy,
all kinds of stuff to talk about.
All four of us we've all had our day today, right? We went to work, we did our thing, we have families and all that kind of stuff. But then we come here and we bring all four energies together, and this is what we created, and it's so cool. Like you could have had the worst day or the best day, we could go around the table, but this is going to charge us for, I know this will charge me tonight and tomorrow and probably the rest of the week, just the energy that I've collected from this in a positive way. And just being able, and it's like really cool guy time, that in itself is really awesome. So like I said, we just appreciate you spending your time with us, but it's fun. Like we'll get off of here and we'll be like, that was so much fun.
Yeah. Every guest we've had, it's like, oh my gosh,
it just charges.
We could have talked for 2 hours, I mean, we've been really blessed with having, the chance to, somehow come across these people. And then they've just been so awesome and agreeing to come on and talk to us. Like I said, us knuckleheads, and then, giving up their time. It's just, this is the best part.
That's how I feel with authors that come on my on my podcast. It's like, man, I mean, I'm just sitting here chilling, having fun. I'm nobody. And for these authors, that are working and pimping their books and writing new books and editing and all this stuff to take time and come talk to me, and that's my, just like you guys, that's my favorite part, is just getting to meet new people, get different ideas together. You kind of fire off of each other, and I love the podcast community, and especially the, like us, the indie podcast community. Of course, I know there's your Joe Rogans and things like that. We can't compare ourselves to that, but just on this level here, it's a lot of fun, and it is a good way to recharge and to kind of kind of get pumped up and meet new people. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, that's Micah. The one thing is I know, and I'm saying this with all sincerity too. I'm not trying to just toot your horn, but you are a big deal, and you may not feel that way, but you are. When you look out at all the stuff that you got out there and what you've been, and we've been so excited to have you on here. It's like you're a big deal, and you have, and you're dealing with a lot of people that are a big deal, and you're bringing them to you, and it's just, it is. It is such a cool thing. It's a cycle of.
Oh, thank you.
Just like I said, the energy that you create with that is just really cool. So you, I mean, I know you'd never say that. You probably never will, but you are a big deal. That's cool.
He's like Ron Burgundy. He's kind of a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal. I was teasing.
Well, you're right. I would never say that seriously, but I mean I will say it all the time, jokingly.
We were at a soccer game one time, and I had my youngest Ella. She's 8, and she and I were sitting with Todd and his wife.
Now Sean has 25 kids,
and I said, 25. Well, I only brought one that day though.
Yeah.
And I said, hey Todd, do you mind if we get under your? It was really hot that day.
Oh my gosh, it was.
So he's like, yeah, sure you can, But he was. I tease him that he was like telling Ella, like, you guys can sit here, but I'm a really big deal. And he goes, did I say that? And I'm like, I don't think so, but it's funny.
I don't remember.
That's Todd. He's a really big deal. And Amy, his wife was like, yeah, in his own mind.
Yeah, she's like, trust me, he's not.
He's huge in
Japan. Nothing like my wife to knock me down back to reality. I'm like, thanks a lot, honey. No, but isn't it so cool that, like, you know, I was thinking of all the different people. I'll run through my mind because I work at our local church, and I'm in the maintenance custodial department. And so, I mean, my AirPods are in my ears all day long, and that's how I listen to all these podcasts. And my wife cracks up because I come up with just random thing. Just the stuff I have time to think of. And so, but one of the cool things I had time to think of was just all the different people we have met in just 10 months. Through the podcast, and then through the Facebook group, and then through the Instagram, and then Sean's got coworkers, and Nate, and you know, he talks to his coworkers about the podcast, and then you know, people they're starting to really get interactive with our social media and not just rely on us to spur, you know, but we're like, I like doing contests, and then people get excited about getting I'm like stickers, you know. Adult men and women, you know, they're not kids. They're like, oh, I mean, you think they just won $1,000 or $20,000. I'm like, they're just stickers, but they think it's the most awesome thing. I'm like, seriously? Like, they're getting excited to get our logo stickers, you know, but
it's a small world getting smaller,
Yeah, exactly. Well, but you know,
you know why they're getting excited about it.
What's that?
Because you guys are a big deal.
Run Burgundy.
I was
getting excited about it.
Mike, I was trying not to say that. You know, I was trying not
to. Well, I knew you were trying to be humble, so I had to put it out there. You guys are a big deal.
That's
so
funny.
Don't hide behind that humility. It doesn't fit on you.
Yeah, you're right.
Just accept the mantle of big deal.
I've had a couple people, I've come around the corner and they're like, what's that voice I hear? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, there's that silky smooth podcast voice. I'm like, baloney. This sounds like gravel being spit out at people.
It is great, though. It's so, I mean, seriously, it's like this podcast has brought so much more than I ever thought would happen. I mean, I'm not talking about the numbers. Yeah. I'm not talking about the downloads.
It's
the
connections, right? And that's why, like, being connected to you, Mike, is just, it's our pleasure, honestly. And it is so, if we wouldn't have decided to do this, we wouldn't be wouldn't be here making this connection. And it is, like I said, it's humbling and it's awesome. I mean, that's the best way to put it.
You know, and you said, like, podcasting, it is a community, you know, and so, I'm telling you why, there's all kinds of, you got the sports community and you've got, you know, whether it's professions and different this and that, different interests. But this podcast, I mean, I know not everybody's perfect, but it's been so supportive. And like I said, we're just a little show, just still starting out. We're about 2 months away from our first year. We've had so many people help us. And if it wasn't for Jerry and Tracy, you know, from Hillbilly Horror Stories, I mean, they're the ones that. I mean, I was messaging him all the time, like, now what equipment should we get?
What is this we're
now,
doing?
Now what do we get? Okay, he's like, go with Audio Boom, okay, we had no idea what we were doing, right? I'm trying to do cross promos with other podcasters, and then so far the ones I've contacted, they're like, oh, absolutely, just send us your promo. So we've sent our promo and they play it, and then they send it to us, or if they're like, you know what, just mention our show, and so we've done that. So it's like this is so cool. Like, people are willing to help each other out, you know, and
I think you got to hit the nail on the head with that one. The people are willing, you know, and a lot of it will, you know, coming from the music side of things, you know, when my band was playing and touring and things like that, man, people would not, some people would, you know, you break a string, they'll throw you a guitar, you know, oh, my drum head is, you know, busted, use drum. But other people would be like, if your guitar broke and you needed a guitar, they'd be like, sorry, I guess you're not playing.
All right.
You know, because they don't want the competition. They don't want to share the spotlight. Yeah. But what they've got to understand, and what I think a lot of people in this community understand, and in the writing community, is that the spotlight is big enough for all of us. There's plenty to go around. It's just not big enough for some of the egos. Mm-hmm. You know?
Sure.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I totally agree. It's really nice to see when people are willing and kind of understand that we're all in this, and there's plenty to go around, you know.
Yeah.
Help each other out. Yeah, I really like that.
And that's like Christina Westervelt. She was like, hey, do you mind if I make a post on your Facebook? You know, I'm trying to win this tattoo contest. I'm like, absolutely. And she's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You know, I'm like, I mean, it's not like, yeah, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. I'm like, well, no, we had you on our show and we consider everybody we've interacted with friends. I mean, seriously, you know, and I know if we said, hey, do you mind if we post it on your Facebook group? Absolutely. I mean, that's just how it goes. That's,
right.
You know, I get more excitement if we can post somebody's whatever picture, logo, mm-hmm. talk about their, like, I love to hear our promo played on some, and especially the bigger podcasts, but when we've done it for other people, I love saying, I like tooting other people's, you know, and touting their podcast or their whatever, you know, and just like talking about, hey, Micah Campbell, he's got this book coming out. That's what it's about, talking about other people's stuff.
Well, and the cool thing is the little bit that you can do to help lift someone else up returns itself tenfold mm-hmm. and helps you out too. In the long run.
Somebody recently, and I don't know if it was one of the podcasts or something I heard, but it was, they were talking about how rising tides raise all ships, you know, and if you...
Yeah, that's true, though.
And I think that's what this is, what we're talking about, so...
Yeah, it's true. And I was looking at Nate, like you were talking about, you know, like, hey, yeah, you know, you break a string, too bad, guess you're not playing. I was looking at Nate.
Same thing happens in sports, like, too, yeah.
You know, with Nate being in a band.
Yeah, music is, it's...
cutthroat.
Yeah, it's very cutthroat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Personalities,
yeah.
egos,
yeah, within your own band,
yeah, even with the band, I've been down that road.
Yeah, Nate's told us some stories
thrice.
with this book that's coming out, one of the people that I had on my podcast, she's an author, 27 books.
Oh my gosh,
published.
Wow,
and like she is hilarious, and we talk all the time. Her name is Bibiana Crawl, and she is actually DMing me all the insider information on what to do, how to use the right keywords, you know, what to put in when you're putting in your numbers and things like that to get your book out on KDP, on Amazon, all these places. She's giving me like all the insider stuff that I would not have known a clue about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, that's helping. I mean, that's like helping somebody out. That's like no ego. That's just like, she is just helping me out, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a lifetime of work too.
27
books. Yeah.
You know, oh yeah, exactly.
That's like you're like crawling up on, you know, they say stand on the shoulders of giants kind of thing. That's what, you know, and you're like, and it's not, you're not having to crawl up there. She's putting you up there, like, hey, come here. You got a better view up here. You know, like that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like
that's just a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, there's enough spotlight for all of us up there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, I mean that's it. That's there's no, you know, we've had George Shoplin. You know, he's a great guy. He's a friend of the show, and he's like you, just a genuine guy, and he's upbeat. He's beat cancer two or three times, and he just has a great personal story.
There, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his number one goal is just putting good out there, lifting everybody up. He doesn't get anything for it, you know. But he's also an investigator, has been for about 10 years, and he said, now, investigating can get ugly. He said, that can be kind of a little cutthroat. And I was surprised.
I can see that being cutthroat, yeah.
Yeah, and I was surprised. I thought, you know what? I get it now because of, you know, I want the TV show, or I want the, you know what I mean? I want the series.
Right.
Or I never thought about that. And I'm like, okay, I see his point. Yeah, and that's just too bad. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way.
Exactly.
You know?
Speaking of TV shows, didn't you guys have, I'm trying to remember her name because I was with her, Holly. We had some conversations when I was doing the Urban Legend thing. But Erin,
Egnatz.
Egnatz.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, Egnatz, yeah. Didn't she get a? She got a show, didn't she?
I think she was in the running for a show. I don't know if it ever came to fruition.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a book out, another book, and another one coming.
Yeah, written. Yeah,
I think Emily Menshouse. She's been part of shows.
Yeah, Emily. So we had Emily Menshouse. She's a Kentucky girl. Mm-hmm. She's a podcaster, an investigator, and I'm not going to say this correctly, but she got offered to be. What was it, Sean? You remember her talking? She posted on Facebook and Instagram. She got some gig that. Yeah, I mean, she was like busting about it. Anyway, just.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that she's a big deal in the paranormal, you know, like I said, investigating.
So yeah, when you see that with people, you're like, yeah, you're happy for them.
Like when I saw, I guess Erin may have not got her show, she may have, but when I saw that she was at least getting an offer, man, there was no jelly there, man. I was like super pumped. I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Anything I can do to help, you know, that's yeah. So.
When we finally got to meet her, we told her, we're like, you're like a celebrity. And she's like, I'm like, no, you're a celebrity in our eyes.
Right, yeah. Right, you know, exactly. and we joke about that, but it really is. I mean, these people like, and they're our friends. I mean, you're a friend. George is a friend. Emily. I mean, you know, Josh Arnold. Yeah. I mean, here he is. He tours around the nation and he's on Bob and Tom. He's a, to me, I was like, oh my gosh, we literally got Josh Arnold on our show. Like, I had to look at Nate and Sean and go, seriously, I'm ready to call Josh. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and he's giving up his time, and he's got a busy schedule, and he's got to get up early. They get up, you know, I think they start recording or start talking to the mics at 6 a.m. or something, you know. Mm-hmm.
I told him it was like calling a girl.
Yeah,
like,
I go, oh my gosh.
What am I going to say? What's she going to say?
But
what
every are we single, do? You know, and we, and you know, I mean, none of us are celebrities, but yet I feel like our community is. Like, I feel like Jerry Pauly. I've known him for 4 or 5 years, and then. I know, like, he's got, I think he just reached 12 million downloads. I'm like, so there's a perfect example. You know, yeah. our show compared to his is minuscule, sure. but yet he was so generous, and he wants to, like, he's asked, hey, how's it going? And I'll say, oh, we reached whatever the milestone we were at. And he goes, seriously, he goes, that's phenomenal. He goes, you're way above what the average is. And I mean, he's not like, oh, okay, cool. No, he's like, oh my gosh, that's, I mean, he just like raves and like we reached 12 million downloads. And I'm like, really? That's all, you know,
right,
and
right.
He didn't have to do that, you know? Yeah, he was a friend first, but yet he still to take his time and he's
exactly,
a busy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's the thing. We want to get to a point where, hey, if we can help a podcast that's starting up and they're like, hey, what mics do you use? Or, hey, what do you think about, like, how'd you guys get started? That's the coolest thing. It's like we get to help somebody else, and hopefully their numbers get, you know, we want to see podcasts and all that, or podcasters that are starting out. We want to see them grow. And that's, I don't know. Right. It's just fun. You know, like I said, we could talk all day long in these mics about, okay, what are we going to talk about? Oh, we'll talk about whatever cryptid or creature, but if we're not willing to help anybody, or, you know, we're not going to engage with, like, you know, build relationships, then, you know, we're advocates for mental health. That's a big deal. So if we're not willing to do those three things, then what's the point? I mean, really, you know, I mean,
right.
It's got to be something bigger, you know, and it's just been a blessing. This whole thing has been, you know, and I get to hang out with these guys when I never knew who Nate Laux was. And Sean said, hey, we've got somebody. Micah literally, like, what was it, Sean, 2 days before recording?
2 days, yep.
I was like, oh my gosh, we're supposed to start talking and we don't know what we're doing, you know? And so, so he's like, okay, good news. I've got somebody. His name's Nate. I've known him for years. He's a great guy. He's a Plainfield guy. And I'm like, he's like, you guys will hit it off. I'm like, okay, cool. And I say, he's a good guy. He's a good. Oh yeah. Yeah. And literally I walked in this is when we're at Sean's house, and I walk into the room and we said hi. And within about 3 minutes, I felt like I've known him for 3 years. You know, it's just like, are you, this was too, And I know,
it's kismet, right?
Oh my gosh! It's just like this is weird. It's not supposed. Stuff isn't supposed to happen like this.
Yeah.
Things are supposed to be difficult, and this isn't. This is one of the things. Life is difficult, and it's hard, and it's like exhausting, you know. And I'm like, this is not any of that. It's bizarre. It's so weird. you know.
Yeah.
You know, guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Believing the Bizarre. That's a podcast I just found. And then those two guys we had on our show a few months back. And, you know, we'll message every once in a while. But they're,
We talked to them for like an hour, almost an hour and a half. And they were like, this doesn't even feel like an interview. I'm like, yeah, it's not. That's not why we don't call them that. We call them a guest chat.
You know, and they're like.
Yeah.
It's just fun, you know.
And they played our, we didn't have our promo recorded, but they gave a, you know, gave a shout out about our show and all that. And they were like, these guys are like the most genuine, funny, nice guy. And I was like, to hear that, I'm like, oh my gosh, what a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even care if they said a good podcast. I was just like, oh my gosh, they like us, you know, and we like them. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. And, you know, like you said, and then with the authors, for her to do that for you, what a blessing. What a nice person.
Right.
What a nice person.
Yeah.
And I know you would do that.
Exactly.
You know, if you had 27 books.
I would immediately turn around and do that to somebody else. And of course, even if she hadn't, I would. That's my heart, and that's who I am. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to help anybody I can, you know, get anywhere they need to be.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the, that's the name of the game.
Cool. So I have one more something to ask you. Kind of going back to the creepy stuff about your podcast.
My favorite color?
Well, no, that's okay. That's my second question.
okay,
pink.
No, what? So, what episode did you have a favorite episode or a favorite topic that you talked about in the Urban Legends podcast that you really like? Like if you were listening to it, you're like, that's my favorite one, you know, or whatever.
So I think in the podcast, I think my favorite was probably the Hell's Gate Bridge.
Okay.
Just because it's the story is that there's a haunted bridge, and if you cross it and stop right in the middle, there is a ghost or an apparition that will, you know, appear for a moment, and then if you look back, you'll see the gates of hell just for a moment. And that's the only background this story had. And I was like, okay, you know, but why? Who is the ghost? You know, why are we seeing the hell in the rearview mirror?
Yeah.
You know, so I started looking it up, and I looked through all the local papers, you know, all the way back to like the 70s. I looked at any murders that happened on the bridge, any accidents that happened on the bridge, and I couldn't find anything. So I was like, wow, this is a dead end. So it's not real. So it literally is just a story. It's not really, there's no history to it. Then I was like, okay, so let's look at the city. And so I went and I looked in the city, and I found a horrific story of a woman who practiced. So she wanted to kill her husband to get the insurance money.
True.
But she wanted to make sure she did it right. So she was going to do it through lead poisoning. So she practiced on the local neighborhood kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Ended up killing one of the girls, but of course nobody, and this was back in the 70s, nobody knew what it was about. The little 11-year-old girl died.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then I followed that trail, and then I found that the same night that that girl died, a fireman crossed the bridge to get to fire, and it had actually been a false alarm, and the fireman died in a wreck trying to get to the fire. They both happened to die in the neighborhood right where the bridge is. And the woman who had done all this heinous work, because anytime there's a child involved, anytime that there's, you know, that separates, that kind of loosens the boundary between like this world and another world. There's that whole, you know, kids are just off topic. You don't mess with kids.
Right.
So when you do mess with kids, you know, you're inviting some pretty bad voodoo on yourself. So anyways, I was able to tie that all together. And bottom line, the reason we see the hell there is because, you know what? I'm not going to spoil it, but that was my favorite. That was my favorite episode. It is finding out the real reason why there was a ghost there. Why that ghost can't be free, and why there's hell on the bridge.
Cool.
That was my favorite story.
Gotcha. Good restraint.
That was great.
I
go check it out.
Hey, Mike, I like the people on Instagram. Finish the story.
Finish the story.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
How dare you?
No, that's perfect.
Oh, tell those people, if those two people complain, if they listen to this and complain, tell them to call me.
Yeah. I'll say, see, it's not just us.
Yeah, that's right.
I think of all the the episodes you did, I love the, by far, the Michael Myers. I'm a Michael Myers guy.
We didn't
even
get into that. One of the big things, I think one of the things that made the show was that every 4 or 5 episodes, I would take a horror series and I would pretend that it was real life and that all the movies in that series were actually documentaries.
Right.
And I would do a report on it like it actually happened and all these documentaries were true. And I would, you know, and then I'd come to my own conclusions of how that happened and stuff. And people ate that up. Like, they absolutely loved it. And even if I go back and listen to them, I'm cracking up the whole time. I'm like, this is just hilarious. So, yes, I agree with you that the documentary, quote-unquote documentary episodes were probably my favorites.
I listened to it literally back-to-back. I can remember. I was driving. You know, I have a cleaning business nights and weekends, and so I was driving to I have about a half hour drive from my house, and I listened to it there. Yeah, I probably listened to it a little bit when I got there. I can't remember how long the episode was, but anyway, then I listened to it going back home. I loved it. I just loved how he did it. And I love Michael Myers in Halloween shows or movies.
Yeah,
so
it was hilarious.
Very well done.
The Friday the 13th one was, I think, was the crowning jewel of that documentary.
Yep, I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Very good. That was like an hour and 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
There's like 13 Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was sweating. My eyes were bleeding by the time I got through watching all the movies and making notes. But, yeah, that was, you're right. You're right. Those were some really fun episodes.
Creative. Very, very creative and well done. Yeah.
So, yeah.
No. Man, I tell you what, we could go for another 4 hours, but I don't think you want to do that, Mike. Yeah.
I know. I keep peeking through. I'm in my man closet office. I have a closet that I turn into a man cave / office.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
So I keep peeking out to see if my wife's gonna. It's my wife's staring at me because I'm the dinner guy. So
oh,
I really eat dinner, so.
Hey, I get it. And you know, you're married to an Amanda. My wife's Amanda. I get it. Hey, they're tough.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so let's do this and then we'll let you go. Please tell our listeners how they can follow you, find you, what you've got, you know, upcoming, like your podcast and your book. Pimp everything you've got, brother.
Cool. Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me on. It's been a long time coming, and
you're welcome.
I sincerely appreciate it. Like you guys, and follow you guys, and I wish you all the best. So thank you.
Thank you.
Right back to you.
Next, my name is Micah Campbell. You can go to my website, MicahCampbell.com. I don't really know what I'm doing with that yet. You know, obviously, it has all my information, all my links on it, but it's kind of in the air. But if you want to go there, MicahCampbell.com. Best place to find me, and I interact with everyone, is Micah Campbell Writes. On Instagram. So Instagram, Mike Campbell Writes. I'm on there all the time. I'll respond to anybody. You guys can follow me there, see what's up. Amazon is coming the 25th, so next Tuesday. Urban Legends, Ghost Stories, and Folklore is coming out. You will not regret reading it. You'll probably want to read it multiple times.
I love the cover.
You'll love it. I love it. I had to read it. I did all my own editing, so I had to read it like 50 times. I didn't get bored of it, so that should tell you something.
Awesome.
And then, of course, the Storyteller Saga. You can find that on any podcast platform. And all we do there is I call it an author profile podcast. I just talk to other authors, and they talk me through their process, their ups or downs. We go off the rails and talk about whatever they want to talk about. But it's just kind of a way to get a closer connection to some indie authors and kind of see what they're all about. So that's what I got going on.
Awesome. So cool. Yeah. That's great. Hey, we're so happy for you, Micah, and we want all the success for you in the future with everything you've got. I know you've got all kinds of stuff, and family's doing okay. Real quick, everybody's all right. I know you said your daughter had COVID.
Yeah, you know, Emma's rocking the COVID, so Amanda and I are just sitting here hoping we don't get it. I know Lily and the baby, they're probably cool, but it's really just wait and see if me and Amanda get it and how bad. Yeah. We're hoping, fingers crossed for Omicron. So
#Omicron. Right. Yeah.
Let's get that and. You know, that way we can get it and get it done, and that'll be that.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, thanks for coming on so much.
Thank
we are
you
so
for
glad
time,
it finally did
yeah.
happen, and we'll continue to follow you and listen to your podcast and all that, and we can't wait for the book to come out. And, Micah, Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much. And let me know when this is going to air, and I'll do some promos of my own.
Ooh,
and
absolutely.
Maybe do some cross promo and make sure everybody knows when it's going up.
Very cool.
Awesome. Thank Sweet. You so much, man. We appreciate that.
Thanks, cool. Micah.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
All right, man. Night. See you.
Night.
All right. Bye.
So there you go, Creepies. Mr. Micah Campbell. He was awesome.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Very fun.
It was a great conversation.
A great guy to talk to.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he is. And
like I said, that energizes
me. He is a big
me.
Deal.
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
He's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And I'm going to get his book.
Yeah.
That sounds very interesting.
That's exciting.
I'm literally, when I was taking notes, I turned over my paper and put on there, like, ordering information mm-hmm. and when. And yeah, I'm taking that with
the
me.
25th, yeah, mm-hmm. a week from yesterday.
And we mm-hmm. encourage you guys to go out and get his book, too.
Yeah, go. Yeah, buy his book.
Show
and
Micah
then,
some love, right?
And give, like we say for the show, Micah was talking to, I listened to his podcast, and he was talking about, you know, how hard it is to get reviews, you know. Mm-hmm. For anything. I mean, you know, we've been blessed with some reviews on our podcast and ratings. But I think it goes across the board with anything.
Man.
And so I think, you know, authors, they're like, hey, thanks for buying our book. But, can't you know, it moves them up, you know,
through
Amazon or however you buy it. But, yeah, so if you buy his book, number one, and review it. Give him a good mm-hmm. review and a 5-star. I think that's how they can rate it on Amazon.
Well, that's the only choice, 5-star.
That's it.
That's all they put on there.
Yeah, and we will not let. Yeah, and if we find out anything less, you're not part of the show.
No, we know nothing.
Just kidding. Yeah, no, he was so fun. Just a genuine fun guy. Mm-hmm. Has a lot of stuff going on, and he's not a boring person to talk to.
He's the kind of guy, and I don't mean this as this is actually not an insult by any means, but he's a guy that
don't
you
insult, Mike.
Well, no, I don't think you take it this way. He's the guy that you would sit down and have a beer with and just have a real conversation, which is what we did. Yeah. Now, we didn't have the beers, but we did have a nice real conversation, and that's cool. You don't find that every day.
Nope. Yeah, he was awesome, and, man, I'm just so glad to finally get him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, buy his book, listen to his podcast, and anything else he's got going on. He's always got something. So I don't know how he does it.
And we appreciate his time, that's for sure.
Yeah, so there you go. I hope you enjoyed that. So, Mr. Sean.
And good health to his family, right?
Yes.
Truly.
Especially that baby boy had just a few months ago. Yeah.
Right. So for the middle-aged moment, I always, especially when we have these guest chats, I always like to make them very personal. So I had gone through about 3 different choices, and I don't know that I could have made a bad choice with Micah, you know. But I decided and landed on this morning 17 ancient quotes that can fuel your success. This is by a Troy Stone King. I don't know Troy personally, but he is a coach and speaker.
Stone King?
Stone King.
That's made up.
It's not made up, I promise. That does sound cool, though, doesn't it? Yeah, maybe he did make that up.
The Stone King.
But Troy is a coach and speaker who helps people develop amazing relationships and that love their work. So go check him out. And this is on a life hack app, so it's kind of cool. But it says, often we rush after the latest idea, the great new method of their solution no one has ever considered. But throughout history, wise people have recorded timeless wisdom. Time management, personal relationships, mindset, comfort zones, and perseverance, because I can say that, were not unknown to ancient leaders. In fact, most of the principles of success we employ today have been understood for many centuries. What you find below are quotes from philosophers, kings, emperors, poets, lawyers, mathematicians, teachers, and more. Every quote has been preserved for more than 1,000 years. That's why I wanted to read this, because that strikes me. More than 1,000 years and still applies today. So waste no time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. That's Marcus Aurelius. And we can go through when they lived, 121 to 180 AD. That's a long time ago. Beware the barrenness of busy life. Socrates, and he was a classical Greek philosopher. Mm-hmm. We all know him. Happiness and freedom begin with one principle. Some things are within your control and some are not. That's I'm going to say some of these wrong, I'm sure. Epictetus. Hmm. He's a Stoic philosopher. Do not say a little in many words, but a great deal in a few. My wife would say yes to that. Pythagoras. He's a mathematician and philosopher. Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body. Seneca the Younger. He was a Roman Stoic philosopher. Lived a long time ago. A room without books is like a body without a soul. Marcus Tullius Cicero. He was a Roman philosopher and lawyer. Happy is the man who has broken the chains which hurt the mind and has given up worrying once and for all. That is Ovid. He is a Roman poet. Whoever walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools suffers harm. That's King Solomon, so the second king of Israel. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. That's Confucius, Chinese teacher and philosopher. Good character is not formed in a week or month. It is created little by little, day by day. Protracted and patient effort is needed to develop good character. That is Heraclitus, I may or may not have said that correct, of Ephesus. That's a Greek philosopher. Here's one of my favorites. If you do not change the direction, you may end up where you are heading. Lao Tzu, a Chinese philosopher and poet. Good actions give strength to ourselves and inspire good actions to others. That's Plato. Be still, my heart. Thou hast known worse than this. That's Homer. I'm almost done. They can conquer who believe they can. They can conquer who believe they can. I get wound up in my words, don't I? And that's Virgil, a Roman poet. The last two, fantastic. The desire for safety stands against every great and noble enterprise. That's Tacitus. He was a senator and historian of the Roman Empire. And we save the best for last. And I know Micah's going to love this one. This one is from JC. So Jesus Christ. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for there sums up the law and the prophets. Hmm. So that is our 17 ancient quotes that are still very relevant today. So I thought Micah would appreciate that, especially all right. with all the ancient knowledge out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would agree.
So yeah, that's our middle age moment. Thank you for that. Again, thank you, Micah, for that inspiration.
And anybody who wants to sponsor a middle age moment, see right there.
You can yes, sponsor yeah. exactly right. Yeah.
Wait. Yep, I needed a moment.
And he got it.
Okay, continue.
Continue.
Nate has his moment.
He had his moment. The second part of the announcements, we want you to be able to connect with us. We always, you know, we've built this community, and we want you to be able to tell us how you're doing, what you like, what stories you want to hear, what subjects you want us to cover. Any merch orders, that would be fantastic. So we have an email, and it is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm going to say it normal this time, TikTok. Just TikTok.
No, you got it.
I got it this time.
We're a TikTokers.
TikTok. Oh, darn it. You made me do it anyway. Anyway, so Instagram, Facebook, it's Middle Age and Creeped Out. We have groups there you can join. And at TikTok, it is @MakoPodcast. Yep. That's two A's as well. Check us out every day with our Tuesday Terror. Micah did make mention of that. That was fun. He's liking those.
Yeah. You
know, I'm a work in progress. Todd's got the professionalism going already. We're all works in progress. We're getting hardly. Nate in this one of these days.
Hardly.
Check those out. Those are every Tuesday.
Yeah, they're fun to do.
They're on all Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and we appreciate it. They are less than 3 minutes stories. Be patient with us. We try to just reach out and connect.
That's all they are.
Yeah, that's all they are.
Fun so little short
love them for
stories.
What they are, right?
Yeah.
And there are all kinds of different ways to listen to us. Whatever your favorite listening platform is, go to it, listen to us, and tell all your friends, family, loved one, neighbors, friends, enemies.
Yeah, everybody, anybody, really.
Strangers. Everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shell it.
You're at the gas station.
Shout it to the rooftops.
Well, you can shell it. Nobody will probably shell it.
Shout it. Shout it out loud.
Ooh, little kiss.
End with a little kiss here. Yep.
Got to have a party.
Okay. you're welcome, Micah. I was going to do STP, but.
Ooh, man, when he was talking about that, that was taking me back. Yeah. I bought that.
Me
too. I wore that cassette.
Soundgarden.
I will say cassette.
Oh, yeah. Interstate Love Song, baby.
Oh, yeah. Soundgarden, STP.
That 92, 93. Yeah. Oh, I was young. I was even young. I was at 22, 21 to prime time. Now look at me. Just a middle age. More now. My son is like, Daddy, you're getting a little more gray in your beard. I go, you want to know why? You want to know why?
It's earned.
Go, you and your sister, go look in the mirror. Now, that's
that's why, right?
That's why.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
So, well, thank you, sir.
No
Good
problem.
Good job on that.
My pleasure.
What do you think, Nate?
I think it's time to turn these micas off.
Oh,
that's pretty a wrap.
Good. I like that.
That was very clever, but sad. But very good.
Never we'll just have to have Micah back, that right?
That's right. All right. Well, thanks, Creepies, for listening again to episode 49 as we creep up to number 50. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.